I can't think of it now. But anyway, they used to have the shrink ties, you know. They would get loose, and they would shrink them. But
when you said tires, that's the same as, is that the rim?
Uh-huh, that's the rim.
Same as the rim. Mm-hmm. All right, let me suggest something about okay. The inside. A felt.
Oh, felt. That's it.
You know, that's, yeah.
A bolster.
A bolster. Now, this would be where? Now, I don't think I know that. I used to hear that as some kind of pillow.
A pillow.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a long pillow?
No, I always heard it called a bolster. You know, it fastens on to the wagon, and it'll turn.
It'll turn.
Uh-huh.
Is it at the back of the tongue?
Uh-huh. It's on the body, you know. Where
it fastens?
Uh-huh. You know, like the frame of the wagon, you know, where the wheels are. Well, then you got to have this bolster, one in the front and one in the back, to set the body down on.
I hadn't heard that part before.
Yeah.
What about the part that the horses actually pull on?
A single trees.
Now that would be for how many horses?
Two.
All right.
A pair.
If you had two horses, you'd call them what? Single tree. Would it be?
A single tree. But this.
You'd have two single trees, in other words.
But there's a double tree. They call this long piece that it has a pin, goes down in the tongue. And then you fasten your two single trees onto that.
I see. The double tree, the two single trees,
Fastens onto
the
double tree
when you have two horses.
Uh-huh.
You just have one horse, you'd just have the single tree? You wouldn't have the double tree? Or would you have the double tree and one single tree?
Well, if you have a wagon with a tongue, you couldn't.
You've kind of got to have two horses.
You've got to have two horses.
Too bright. Okay, now this. What I was asking you about just a minute ago was the name of that pillow that you reminded me of on the bed.
Uh-huh.
It's a big, long one.
Yeah. It's a bolster, and then it has two little things that comes up, you know, like this. What do they call that? I tell you, it's been so long since I thought about a wagon, I can't think of all of them.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what to the wood?
Hauling wood.
All right, and suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, well, I tied a rope to it and...
drug it out.
All right, and we have many of these logs. We have...
pine, timber.
Thinking about dragging it off. We have many of these logs before, using the word drag,
uh-huh.
We have done what to them? Just whatever you would use, thinking about the word drag,
uh-huh.
we have...
Rolled them out of the road.
Or we've dragged or we've drugged them out of the road.
Uh-huh, sold them out.
Okay, have you ever heard snaked along?
Oh yes, snake them out. Yeah, that's what they do, snaking timber out.
That's when you tie a chain to it and mm-hmm. pull it out? All right. You break the ground up in the spring with a
tractor,
pulling a
disc.
Okay, back in the old days, you used that.
Oh, a turning plow.
Okay, what different kinds of plows are there?
Oh,
you mentioned the turning plow.
There's a turning plow. There's a scooter, metal buster.
What is a scooter?
It's has a little bitty point to it that they lay off roads with. Uh-huh. And there's a middle buster, a side harrow.
Is a harrow different from a plow?
Yeah, it has teeth about this wide.
What's it used for?
Well, it's a side harrow, cotton or corn. And then there's a spring tooth harrow that they use to go run around things. And that's a long tooth that kind of bends down like that and